Let's hear about the fallout of all this and how it is playing in the heartland from the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine. He tested negative for the coronavirus last night, just hours after testing positive. And Governor, we're glad to know that you did test negative. And I want to ask you about testing in just a moment, but let's start with the economy and employment, because we do have new unemployment numbers out today. They did slightly improve this past month. But overall, as you just heard, a lot of Americans still feeling very stressed. Tell us what you're hearing from Ohioans about the jobs picture and unemployment.
Well, we have some people like those that you just interviewed who, you know, are very worried. They're worried about paying the rent. You know, when we look at our state revenues that are coming in, one of the things that our economists say is that it's clear that this money, that Congress, extra money, extra unemployment money, you know, was very valuable for the individuals who got it. And it was also, frankly, very valuable for the economy and for other people. So it had a real ripple effect that people spent it and that it really was very, very significant. So we hope Congress comes up with a compromise here and get something done.
Governor, let's talk about your test. As we said, you first tested positive yesterday, then negative, and I understand you're going to have another test tomorrow. What does this experience, though, tell you about the state of testing right now in this country?
Well, you know, Judy, the second test I had, which is kind of the gold standard, is the test that almost every one of your viewers who are watching this, at least those from Ohio, have gotten. About 1.3 million Ohioans have been tested. Over 90% have been this particular type of test. So the first test I took was a quick test. And not all quick tests are the same, but this is an antigen test. I'm not a scientist, but what they tell me is that you're basically, they're measuring the protein, which is on the coronavirus itself. And they're not as reliable. I'm told they're roughly 70% reliable. Usually, if it's wrong, it's a false negative. I guess I'm one of the strange ones. I got a false positive. But the test that we took yesterday at Ohio State afterwards, and then they ran it twice, and my wife was tested as well. That really is the gold standard. It's what most people, the test most people have received. I think all the states are really looking at, you know, how do we improve the testing? But how do we ramp this testing up? And this antigen test may play a role. We're looking at it to see maybe how we can use it. But you have to accept the fact that you get a quick result, but the result is not nearly as reliable as, you know, it would be in a diagnostic test.
Well, I know you and five other governors have just come together to sign, I guess, a kind of a compact where you're going to work together, pool your resources to try to ramp up testing in all five or six of these states. But here we are, Governor, we are more than 6 months into when the first case of COVID was discovered in the United States, and we still are behind on testing. Should something have been done sooner at the national level or in some nationally coordinated way to get us to a better place than we are right now?
Well, Judy, we all wish we had more testing. It's been a problem for most states, maybe all states. We've lagged behind in testing, frankly. We've never been a state that was red hot, you know, so the priorities has never been towards Ohio. And we like it that way in the sense we don't want to be red hot. But we've, you know, we need more testing in Ohio. Now, we've tripled the testing in Ohio. We're averaging now about 23,000 tests a day. Frankly, we need to double it again, and then we probably need to double it after that. So we're moving. We're trying to grow some of our own in the sense of expanding our labs in Ohio, try to own some of that. We're also reaching out to a lot of different companies. The market is starting to move finally. More companies are offering different types of tests that are out there. But, you know, the lesson, I think, from what happened with me is we got to be careful. We got to make sure we got reliable tests. And we got to try to get our time down. It's two things: get our tests back quicker, and also get more tests and more capacity. That plus the social distancing and wearing the mask. Those are the three things: the mask, the social distancing, and the quicker tests and get those tests back. That's the key to us being able to go out and you know resume our lives. You know, I tell people that's the That's freedom. The masks are freedom. Social distancing gives us freedom, and these tests give us freedom.
And Governor, there have been a couple of in-depth reports that have been published in the last few days looking at why the United States, with all of our resources and all of our wealth, is one of the worst countries on the planet with regard to COVID. And it points to mistakes made in the beginning and throughout. What do you look to here? I know we don't. You said a moment ago you don't want to spend a lot of time looking back, but should Washington, should the leadership at the national level have been more forceful in taking this seriously and getting people to respond and pouring more resources into it?
Judy, I think there's a couple big lessons that we need to take away from this. One lesson is we have to invest in public health. Democrats and Republicans alike have not invested in public health the way we should. We've got to do it at the national level. We've got to do it at the state level. And we've got to be committed to that for the long run. And the other, of course, long-term lesson is we can't rely on other countries to manufacture all our products that we need in regard to medical care. We've got to make more of them right here in the United States.
And finally, Governor, very quickly, presidential election. President Trump was in Ohio yesterday talking about the campaign. Among other things, he spoke about Joe Biden, said that Joe Biden is against the Bible, against God, that he wants to hurt God. Is this the kind of message that you think is the path to victory for the president?
I think the path to victory is for the president to, you know, to focus on the basic things. You know, the president, until this coronavirus came along, our economy was doing well. I'm optimistic. We get this thing behind us, we're going to see our economy flip back. I think the president needs to talk about that, his vision there. You know, for those of us who are more conservative, we're very happy with his court appointments to not just the Supreme Court, but to the circuit court and the district courts. I think those are some of the things that you know, the president will focus on.
We're going to leave it there. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio. And again,
thanks, Judy.
Glad that test came back negative. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.